Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Lent, Thursday. We're taking a look at Pay It Forward, Peter.
Pay It Forward is to me a very American film. Americans sometimes are very much out there manifesting their feelings more than perhaps some other cultures do. So when I looked at Pay It Forward, I was very impressed by its basic idea and wondering how other cultures would actually handle it. It means you do something good for someone else, and they are so affected by what you do that they do some good for someone else, and therefore you are paying it forward. And why it came to mind for this particular gospel, which is about the poor man sitting outside the rich man's house, and the rich man and all his entourage feasting magnificently every day, and Lazarus, the poor man, outside not getting anything, and even the dogs coming to lick his wounds. Had the rich man been considerate and in some ways paid it forward to Lazarus, who knows what would have happened? The rich man, once he goes actually into hell, and this is the story, the imagery that Jesus is using, he does want to kind of pay it forward so that a messenger should go and let his brothers know how dreadful hell was and that they would be generous in their lives. And Abraham says, well, they have Moses and the prophets, and if they didn't listen to them, they're not going to be listened to even if somebody should rise from the dead. And so it's an interesting example of not paying it forward, but what might happen if one were generous.
What if the world is just a big disappointment? Unless you take the things that you don't like about this world and you flip them upside down, and you can start that today.
That's me, and that's three people, and I'm going to help them. Then they do it for three other people, then they do it for three more. But it has to be something really big, something they can't do by themselves.
It stars Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense and Kevin Spacey as his teacher and Helen Hunt as his mother. But not to spoil the story, it's not as sentimental as a lot of people thought it was, I don't think, because the ending and the challenge is actually quite drastic and actually reminds us that Jesus suffered in Lent and died. And I would think that if people should watch the whole film, I think they're going to find Lenten and passion themes underlying the whole thing.
It's you'll be known by your good deeds, isn't it? Isn't it very, very biblical in that sense?
It's very biblical in that sense, and the little boy embraces it with some enthusiasm and exercises it, especially one of the people that he helps is a beggar, played by Jim Caviezel in his pre-Passion of the Christ days.